and welcome to another Fifi, Fev and Byron catch-up special. Fifi put on the world's biggest baby shower for the deserving single mums of Melbourne. Here's how it went.
I just heard the news that Fifi's growing up, but she's already such a great mum. Fifi needs some food and Fifi needs a nap. Fifi needs a vom. Fifi's up.
That's right. I am well and truly up the duff now, Fev. It is kicking along nicely.
It's the best line in any song. Ooh.
Thank you, Conrad Sewell.
Conrad, well, you legend.
Smells good and does great lyrics.
Brilliant, Conrad. Yes, third trimester, really on the home straight. And I did say to you yesterday, I was feeling a little, it's funny, with this being my second child, I feel like the pregnancy with Trixie, it was so celebrated and I had a big baby shower and there was lots of love for that, the child that came into the world that was Trixie. And I'm like, oh, this one probably should stop down and recognise this pending birth of this much-loved baby. And I said to you yesterday, it was just a surprise to me that no one in the team, my good friends here, aww, had suggested maybe, I don't know, give me a little baby shower.
Okay. I mean, and as we said, or at least I said at the time, you've also got family that
well,
could
see,
do that.
Byron, you were very quick to palm it off. But Fev, he went straight into friend mode, and he does that. That's the thing about this man. He is loyal to the hilt. And yesterday he
wonderful
said,
man.
Fee, I'm organising you a baby shower.
Yes.
And he was hot on it yesterday. And we had lots of people call the show and thank you for that. Lots of
I got a lot of requests.
You did. You did. And you were like, Fee, what about this? We could do this. We could do this. And it was interesting, Fev. I was thinking about this last night and I hope you don't mind. But I'm very lucky and I'm very fortunate. And I'm in a situation at the moment where I'm very pregnant and I'm surrounded by wonderful friends, amazing family. I'm not necessarily doing this on my own. I've got a great team around me. And I consider myself fortunate because even when you're in the public eye and you say on the radio, oh, maybe I'll have a baby shower, and then you get lots of people making offers and we'll do this for you. And I thought to myself last night, sometimes I feel a bit guilty about that and it's not fair because there might be women out there right now who are pregnant struggling and maybe they are alone or they don't have the support. And, you know, I am a single mum and I've chosen to be a single mum and that's a path I'm going down. But there might be other single pregnant women who are listening right now or their friends are listening and they don't necessarily have people offering to put on baby showers for them or to celebrate them. And I was thinking, if you don't mind, Fev, I would like to share this. So if there's anyone listening right now who is pregnant but maybe doing it tough and maybe they are on their own, perhaps not by choice. And maybe
who aren't as fortunate.
Who aren't as fortunate as me, and I do recognise that. You know, when you're on the radio and you're in the public eye, you do, you know, people tend to look after you. And I thought to myself, well, there are other women that maybe aren't being looked after right now and maybe they've got family interstate or friends that aren't close, or maybe they're not even fortunate enough to have many close friends, and that can be the case. So I thought, if there's anyone listening, 131060, if you are pregnant right now and you would like to share your baby shower with me,
oh,
and we do it together.
This is so good.
And, or if you're the friend of somebody and you know that they're on their own, and maybe they're a single mum too and they're having a baby on their own and they're not necessarily coping or they need a little bit of help and a bit of love, I'd like to share that love with them. So
that's great. That's a great call.
Hit up. You can hit up our Instagram or our Facebook page. Call the guys, Ali, Leon, and Case. They're on the phones right now.
Yeah, she's a bit breathless. Yeah, no. This is such a good idea.
I'd love
a big
shower. Thank you, Fev.
Melbourne's biggest baby shower.
Yeah. Well, what about single mum's baby shower?
Single mum's baby shower.
Particularly,
bang.
Yeah.
Love it.
If you're in this on your own and you're feeling alone and you feel like you don't have that love and support, join me. We'll be single mums, have been pregnant together. And maybe we'll do more than one. Maybe have a big party.
This
maybe it's more
amazing.
Single mums.
Yes. Right, so our number is 131060. The Instagram is Fifi Fev Byron, as is the Facebook page as well.
And Fev, your organising just got a bit bigger.
It did. Anyone out there, hit me up on Instagram. And any venues, free food, presents. Fifi, Fev and Byron.
The
good bits.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox. Now, I was just saying yesterday, Fev offered to put on a baby shower for me because I was feeling, well, maybe I should do something to celebrate the birth of this baby. And Fev, you were coming up with some great ideas, working hard on it yesterday. And I did say to you when I came in this morning, I had a long think about it last night. And I thought, I'm very lucky and I'm surrounded by loved ones and incredible friends. And, you know, I'm privileged in that I'm in the public eye and you do get celebrated a lot of the time. And I have chosen to be a single mum and I'm on this path on my own and with my beautiful daughter. But I know that there are other single mums right now, maybe pregnant, women who are pregnant and maybe they don't have support around them. And there's lots of reasons you don't. Maybe you have been left, maybe you are doing this on your own, but you've got family that are interstate overseas. Maybe you don't necessarily have a good group of friends. And I thought what I would really like to do is share a baby shower with maybe another or a few other single women who are pregnant right now who aren't getting the chance to be celebrated. And I'd love them to receive all that love because it's tough. And
it is tough, Boxy.
I say that in that I've chosen to do this. I'm not looking for sympathy.
Yeah. No.
But it is really tough to do it on your own.
Being pregnant by yourself would be so tough. Obviously, I've had Alex who just been pregnant and been that sort of soundboard for her and for single mums not to have that. It is tough. But you did throw it out, which is very, very generous, Boxy, to mingle with all the other single mums and make that day very special. And I did say on my Instagram, hit me up, and all these lovely people, we've got Glittering Wishes who said, my mother's a single mum, I just heard you on the radio, I make wonderful cakes, desserts, and we'd love to help you with your party, which is amazing. Priscilla Cakes Melbourne, I'm a fellow single mum that runs her own cake business. I'd love to offer your biggest baby shower in Melbourne, my services, which is amazing. King, what we got here? King Crown Photography. Good morning, Fev. I'm just wondering if you need a free photographer your single mother's baby shower. Will be amazing. I've been flooded. So thank you to everyone, and we'll hit you up.
I know, but what wonderful people in Melbourne who are all getting behind it. So I would like to share this baby shower. In actual fact, I'd like to take a back seat. And I would love some other single pregnant women who are doing it tough and maybe not necessarily, they're not surrounded by love right now. I'd love to throw this baby shower in their honour as well.
Got a venue, Boxy.
What's your venue?
Some lady just said it's in Camberwell. Just listen to you guys on the radio. I need a venue to hold a baby shower for Fifi and the others. Would love to discuss having it at East End Wine Bar.
Look at that.
Nice.
Well, we're interested. Very. Andrea, thank you.
Fev will be in touch.
So I did say 131060. Now hit us up on Facebook, Instagram. If you've got a friend who's maybe struggling through a pregnancy on their own and you'd like them to be part of this baby shower with me, do hit us up. And we've got Priscilla from Truganina on the line. Hi, Priscilla.
Hi, how are you going, Fifi?
Good,
Byron.
Priscilla, good. Now, I'd love to share my baby shower with somebody. Well, I don't even care. Maybe more than one. Maybe lots of single mums.
Oh, that sounds so awesome. So my daughter has just actually had her baby at 23 weeks, 6 days. But he is now 32, 33 weeks this week, and he's doing awesome. And his name is Maximus Lee.
Oh.
So we were going to plan a baby shower, but of course everything went crazy. And so Chelsea is on her own doing this by herself, but we are in the process of moving her back home so we can raise this little bubba as a family.
That's beautiful. So she missed her baby shower.
She sure did. Well, she's in at Ronald McDonald House and they've been fantastic.
So she's good.
There so she can be close to baby Max, but she's doing awesome. She would love a baby shower.
You hold the line. That's, wow. These calls are coming through thick and fast, Fifi.
I can't believe how. Thank you so much for Priscilla for ringing in. Now we've got Sarah from Frankston. Hi, Sarah.
Oh, hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, Sarah. Now this is a friend of yours who could benefit maybe from being celebrated with a lovely baby shower.
Yeah, this is a bit of a shocking story. My best friend had a husband and a four-year-old son. They went to Vietnam earlier this year on a family holiday. She was waiting for the husband to come home one night. He'd been out. She called his phone. The Vietnamese police answered his phone and said he's dead.
Oh.
So she had to come home with her four-year-old son and without her husband, arrange a funeral, do all of that jazz. 2 days before the funeral, she peed on a stick and found out she was pregnant.
Oh, Sarah.
And they'd been trying for, I don't know, 2 years to get pregnant, and it just nothing was happening. And his body left, and now she's got this blessing in disguise that she's doing it by herself.
Oh, Sarah, that's really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Her name is Jen.
Jen. Oh, Sarah, that is, that is really tough to go through a pregnancy on your own and having lost your partner. Ooh. And she's got a little 4-year-old.
She's a single mum to two kids, little kids to two kids.
Oh, Sarah, I'd love to share my baby shower with her. If you can let us know if Jen's interested in that would be brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really doing it tough, isn't it?
Yeah, that's awful. All the things.
Thank you for that.
And that's what I think we should make this about. Again, thank you so much for sharing that, Sarah Fev. You want to put on this baby shower for me, and thank you, but I don't want to make it just about me. I want this to be shared with other women who maybe aren't being celebrated and maybe going through tough times.
Lots of ways to get in touch with us now. And that's great. You can DM Fev directly, but there's Fifi Fev Byron as well on Facebook and Instagram. Obviously, the lines are always open as well.
I am getting hammered with requests, which is great. So we'll go through all them. And I reckon we'll probably get Alex and Runway Room. We'll get through the place and they can do all their hair and makeup.
Oh, that'd be great.
Look beautiful. Have a big baby shower. I'll eat all the cupcakes.
I think we just assume that people have really close friends and loved ones. And I think at a time when you're pregnant, and any woman who's been pregnant will know how tough that can be and how isolated you can be if you don't have that support. So if you do know someone who is struggling through a pregnancy, particularly on their own, and they don't have that support, head to our Facebook page, our Insta.
Yep.
We would love them to be part of this this baby shower.
Here's
with us.
Here's one for you, Boxy. Old Cookie Melbourne. They're called sugar cookies, and they're happy to make Fifi baby shower cookies. They sound amazing.
I don't want them to be Fifi. I want them to have other women's names. Yeah,
we'll put other names. Just go back to the sugar cookies then.
The sugar cookie bit's pretty good.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
The good bits. The Fox.
This is unbelievable, Fifi. It all has just, it's taken off in the last 24 hours. You want to share your baby shower with mums in Melbourne who could really do with some spoiling.
Yeah, because I am, and I've chosen to be a single mum and do this on my own. And I'm very lucky. I've got some great friends and my family around me. And it's occurred to me that there are women who are pregnant and doing it tough on their own. And it is difficult. You know, you don't necessarily have someone to share everything with, and you go to appointments by yourself. And
do you want a stat?
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Did a bit of research yesterday.
Okay. Well,
there is over 280,000 single mums in Melbourne.
Yeah, and they're all doing a great job. And you know what? They should be celebrated. So I said I'd really like to share my baby shower with other single mums who maybe are having a tough time in pregnancy on their own. And we've got Kate from Ringwood on the line. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hey. Well, firstly, congratulations.
Woo. Thank you.
How many weeks are you?
At 22 today, actually.
Well done.
Wow. Yeah.
Kate, now this is speaking as another single woman pregnant. It's an incredible time in your life, but it's not always easy being pregnant on your own,
no,
is it?
There's a lot that goes on with it.
There is. Can you talk about your situation and how you're going?
Yeah, look, a friend of mine and I, we sort of started seeing each other and I feel pregnant. He didn't really want to baby, it's not convenient for him at the time, and I understand that completely, and I've decided to keep the baby and have the baby, but it's kind of put a real damper on my friendship group, because we were all sort of part of the same friendship group, so a lot of people have taken sides, so the idea of having a baby shower is pretty hard, because you sort of don't know who you would invite, or...
So Kate, hang on, you're saying that there are... You've got friends that have turned on you because you've chosen to have your baby.
Yeah, I mean, it affects both of our lives, and
Oh, Kate, look, I'm really sorry to hear that. And, you know, as I said yesterday, you know, when you're not supported by people and you don't have friends and family around you, and particularly your friends have turned on you, that is so tough. Kate, I would love to share this baby shower with you. Will you... come and be a part of it?
I would love to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great.
That's our first person.
Yeah. Oh, and the ladies, we had a couple yesterday.
We had a couple
I hope
yesterday.
They're coming.
Yeah.
I hope so.
that's Kate, you know, this is a really special time in your life, and I'm sorry that you're going through that, but you're not alone. You've got us, and we'll have an awesome baby shower. Fev's organising it, and he's been under the pump yesterday.
Yeah. It's going to be the biggest baby shower in the world.
Well, look, since Fev decided, it was really on the spur of the moment, hey, I want to share my baby shower. You know, Fev's sort of entrusted with organising it.
Party planner.
You've been smashed. Your Insta DMs, and we should try and get people to go to the show's Instagram, but they just go straight to you because you're organising it. We'll steer people more towards the show, Fifi, Fev, Byron. But you've been smashed. Yeah. Melbourne's got right behind it, right?
Instagram went nuts. So I haven't had that much traction on my Instagram ever, which hence is going to be the biggest. It's probably, we've done a lot of great things on this show over the years, and this easily will be the best thing that this radio station ever does.
Wow.
We're inviting all the single mums.
Oh, wow.
To a big baby shower. Like, it's so touching. Like, some of the messages I've been showing you throughout the morning, Boxy, about mums, and they're telling me their stories on Instagram, and gets at the heartstrings.
It is. I think single mums often, you have to be tough because you've got to be tough for your kids. But, you know, you should be celebrated, and we want to do that for
single
mums.
But it's not just having the baby by himself. It's going to the scans by yourself. It's having the nights when you're waking up and you're getting reflux and all that stuff, and you've got no one to turn to. We're going to be there.
Yeah, exactly. And Melbourne businesses getting right behind it. Several offers from venues, from all sorts of catering companies. You name it, we're getting these offers and they're all amazing. We'll get back to everyone. Fifi Fev Byron on Instagram, of course, Facebook as well, and the number 131060 right here at The Fox.
Fifi Fev and Byron.
The good bits.
The good bits.
101.9 The Fox.
We're starting to get really excited about our single mum's baby shower. Now, this is going to happen hopefully in a few weeks because I'm about to have a baby. I can't tell when, but it's feeling like it's pressing.
It looks like it's quite soon.
I'm sharing it with other single mums around Melbourne. It's a great event to celebrate women who are doing it on their own. And I keep saying I'm quite fortunate, other than that, horrible pregnancy symptoms, but I've got lots of loved ones who are supporting me, and I feel that not everybody's that lucky, and it can be a tough time, and you can find yourself pregnant and alone, or you can choose to go down that path and be a single mum on your own, but it doesn't mean that it's not difficult at times. And we just think every woman who's doing it on their own should feel celebrated with a wonderful baby shower.
Come out and hang with us.
Yeah, let's have a great shower together, and not like an actual shower.
Just reword that.
Want to be a big shower.
But also what we've really noticed is the generosity of Melburnians. And you know what? This every time, we are such a charitable city, and any time we try to do something nice for people, the number of DMs, emails, Facebook messages we get from incredibly generous companies saying, can we please help and contribute.
Which is amazing.
And we've just had people ringing. The phones have just gone off the hook in meltdown. We've got Teresa from Melton. Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Now, you were ringing about the baby shower?
Yeah, so I'd like to offer my services. I'm newly in the game, but I'm a mum of three. And I do grazing boards and grazing boxes, so I'd love to come along and help.
That would be amazing. Do you know what? Oh, Teresa, you're going to find this funny at the moment because all I want is to graze. I want
every mum's dream.
But I'm not allowed to because I want soft cheeses. I want cured meats. I want prosciutto. I want salami.
Prosciutto.
And they're all the things I can't eat.
Yep, olives. Yep.
So I'll just stare at a Camembert. Grazing platter going,
French brie.
Oh, yum.
What might you put together, Teresa? I mean, I know there's a few things Fief can't eat there.
I've got hard cheeses.
Okay, what might you put on there with hard cheeses or what would be a good one?
Quince paste.
Yeah, crackers, chocolate pretzels, so it'll be a mixture of sweets and savoury.
Oh. Teresa, you're so generous. That is so kind of you. Thank you so much.
I love Camembert. Teresa.
We've got Kat from Roeville. Hey, Kat.
Hi there. How are you guys?
Good, Kat. We're just trying to put together this single mum's baby shower, and you've called through?
Yes, yeah, so I've called from High Roller Limousine. So we can offer some limo rides to the mums and for you guys as well to come in.
That is a great idea.
How nice would that be to have a limo from High Roller Limo to turn up at your house and pick you up and take you to your baby shower?
I had that idea on Friday, remember? I said we should all pick up the mums in limos. Because some mums might never have been chauffeur driven before.
That is a
rock
great
up like
idea.
Rock stars.
We might need a fleet of them, actually. It's quite a big party, but thank you.
Kat, that's so generous. Thank you so much for that. And Lena in Ringwood. Hi, Lena.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, Lena. Lena, we're just getting this single mum's baby shower prepped. Have you got any advice or anything you can help us with?
So I do nails. So I'm thinking maybe a bit of a pamper session for the girls.
Ooh, yeah. Brilliant.
Oh, that would be amazing. Lena, is this your business?
Yes, it is.
What is it? Give it a plug.
So I am Nails and Lashes by Lena on Insta, and I work in a salon in Moorabbin called All Buffed Up.
Good on you. Thank you for
fantastic.
That.
Fantastic. Lena, offer. That is so generous. See, I always get, I know we win lots of awards around the world for most livable city, but we are the most generous city.
We are.
We really get behind each other.
Are good.
We are. So thank you again to everybody who's reaching out to us for our single mum's baby shower.
It's the tip of the iceberg. I mean, there's been just hundreds of messages, calls coming through. Keep them coming through. Fox.com.au is where you go if you know a single mum who should come along, or if you have a business and want to contribute. It's Fox.
A massage business will be nice too, because mums get a bit tired at the back. And, you know,
I love a massage.
Yeah, so would I. Great idea. I've got to try it out first.
Could we?
You are standing next to me right now with very strong hands.
Okay.
You could give
Fee a little massage. And also, could Fev and I get our nails done?
I know how much you want them done.
You need yours trimmed.
Manny and Petty, actually.
Look at that one there.
Okay. You should look Lena up on Insta.
I've really let them go.
What's going on there?
It's not my normal standard. Anyway, we're out of here.
Flick the switch.
Stand by.
Fev and Byron.
The good bits. 101.9 The Fox.
This guy's a good mate of the show. You'll know him from all these hits. And more recently, I think now, best known for this hit.
I just heard the news that Fifi's growing up. She's already such a great mom. Fifi needs some food, and Fifi needs a nap. Fifi needs a vom. Fifi's up the duck.
Wow. What a song.
Baby.
There is the new album out as well. The new album out is Life, which is now number one on the iTunes charts. His new album, Life, fantastic. Now available to buy, download or stream. That may or may not be a bonus track.
That is huge. And congratulations. Number one on the iTunes charts. Conrad, you little superstar.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, it's so funny. Those numbers don't seem to mean anything to people, but it actually is nice when you get recognized for that stuff. It's still there as well. And Life, the single, is number six right now. So
flying.
It makes all the hard work in the early mornings and singing Fifi up the duff worthwhile.
Mate, chuck that on the B-side. Don't worry about that.
It is the B-side. That's why it's selling.
This accolade might not mean as much to you, but that is you recorded our favourite jingle of all time. And we can't play it enough. And that's hurtful to Leon because he makes a lot of the other ones. But
that's so sweet. I haven't heard it since we recorded it.
That's hot.
It's got a ring to it, yeah.
It's working really
well. I get why it's working.
The research on it is just going crazy. I mean,
it's good when you sing, you know, with real emotion, but you're singing about something that's complete nonsense.
And I always say when we play it, you got up the duff in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, it's not
Fifi,
a word used enough.
Fifi needs a vom. I mean, that's not lyrics.
Have you worked vom into any of your previous hits?
No, not yet, but I mean, it clearly works.
So how are you? How are things going?
I'm good. To be honest, I've been a little sick because I've been on a promo run. This album promo thing has been
everywhere.
So like the day my album came out, I was playing Sunrise and I was literally in. I was having a vom myself before I got on the stage because it was just.
Did Koshy
just
sort
the
of
flu hit me?
Did
really
Koshy
bad.
Pull your hair back and look after you?
Usually Conrad, does. What's happened?
The coolest guy I'm on television. So I'm a bit under the weather, but I'm good. I'm on the back end of it, so I'm just getting ready for the tour, and I'm just excited, man. It's an exciting time. I've waited so long to put this album out, so the fact that it's people are loving it, and I feel like it's a new chapter in my life.
Just quickly, guys, that show, the Forum in Melbourne is the big one for us. June the 7th, see Conrad Sewell at the Forum in Melbourne.
Now, Conrad, you are such a great guy on so many levels, and not only will you record that jingle, you also have heard we are putting on the biggest baby shower Melbourne's ever seen for
in
single
the world.
Mums.
I have heard.
It's a single mum's baby shower. And we've heard lots of really emotional stories, touching stories from women who are doing it tough on their own for various reasons, and they just need a bit of love and a bit of pampering and being looked after.
Yeah.
So we're putting on this baby shower, and we've had lots of people offering their services. Oh. Well, wait for this, Melbourne, and particularly the single mums of Melbourne, because we're putting on this event for you. We have a big announcement to make. Because this man has offered to perform.
Yeah! Yeah! Yes! I'm all about them single moms. Yeah! With babies.
Okay. I think you may have misread the tone. Yeah. But yeah. That is an amazing, what a coup for us.
That is so huge.
Yeah, no, I'm pumped. It's going to be fun. It's the day of my show as well.
Yeah, it's the same day. So,
dude, that'd be a nice little warm-up.
Yeah, it'd be a nice little warm-up. 283,000 single mums in Melbourne.
Jeez, wow.
Good numbers there for Conrad.
I mean, the only thing is, there are lots of single mums in Melbourne. We just haven't got a venue secured. Yeah, but we feel like now we've attached you to it. Oh,
we're
going to
have venues flying through the door.
maybe we could do it at the Forum before.
And all the single mums stay for the show.
Sure, yes.
That is such a great idea. We'll put that to the Forum.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. The good bits.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Fifi's single mum's baby shower just goes from strength to strength. It's been unbelievable, the amount of support, including the support of Underworks. Big shout out. A huge range of baby socks and tiny toes. Underworks have got behind this and really helped us, Fifi, take this baby shower that you're sharing with Melbourne single mums to the next level.
They, Underworks, have been so generous, as have many other businesses in Melbourne. Yesterday, Conrad Sewell, he's number one on the iTunes charts at the moment.
Army.
He said, can I come and perform for the single mums? And we still didn't have a venue locked in. Now, Conrad might have had a little bit to do with this, but... we've been approached by one of the biggest venues in Melbourne. This is huge. So all the single mums who are coming and have been going, well, where is it? When is it? How good is this?
The venue that's hosted the world's biggest stars.
I'm Nicki Minaj.
Hello, everybody. We're the Killers.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Neo.
We're One Direction.
With a capacity of over 10,000 people is now... the home to the biggest baby shower in Melbourne. Fifi's single mum baby shower at Melbourne Arena.
Melbourne Arena. Ladies, we're going to Melbourne Arena for our baby shower. How good is that?
That is amazing. And not quite sure. I played netball in a celebrity game there. That didn't make the edit. But,
Nicki Minaj in One Direction.
I just got trumped.
In goal attack.
That is going to be huge. So, single mum's baby shower at Melbourne Arena.
Now we've got to fill it.
It's going to be huge.
Plenty of room.
We've got to fill an arena.
That will be our next challenge. June 7 is the date too. So we've got the venue, we've got the date, and so many more partners as well jumping on board. Fox.com.au.
And just thanks to all the people that contacted us on Fox.com.au and on my Instagram with venues. I would have had 100 venues say they'd open it up for free for us, but we're going big. We went an arena. So thanks to everyone that did. We obviously can't get back to everyone. So there's your thank you.
Brilliant stuff. Fox.com.au. And of course, if you know a deserving single mum who should be there, it seems we've got a bit of room. Go to fox.com.au and nominate them. It's going to be a great morning.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
The good bits. The Fox.
Fifi's single mum's baby shower. June 7th, Melbourne Arena. There's only one thing we know is happening, a performance from Conrad Sewell. So that's one thing we know is locked in. We know that we've got a venue, Fev. You've done a great job organising this. Fifi sharing her baby shower with single mums. We've heard so many incredible stories. It's going to be a really special event. Melbourne Arena, hello. It's going to be massive. But you did realise, and Fee's not here today, and this makes it even harder and worse because we've got a whole weekend to keep planning this thing. There is a problem.
Yeah, there is a problem. And last night I was singing to myself, it felt like when I was at the under-16 state championships at Olympic Park and I was jumping a hurdle. I was in the 110-metre hurdles and I hit one.
Right.
I've hit one here. Fit a snag. I've hit a hurdle.
How have you managed to just gloat that you were quite a high-level hurdler there? I don't know, but well done.
Oh, well, I was. And I hit a hurdle and it all went pear-shaped after that. And I thought to myself, baby showers. What do you do at a baby shower?
That's because your hurdle. Apparently, games are played and who knows what
activities,
goes...
Activities, because it's all well and good having it at Melbourne Arena and getting everybody there, but what are they going to do? And this is what I need help with. So we've said to Melbourne, 131060, activities, and some games.
Okay.
And I've got Michelle from Cranbourne. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm nervous. I'm worried because I feel like I haven't really ticked all the boxes. I need some help.
Oh, you don't need help. You'll be right. Disposable nappies.
Yes.
Different flavoured chocolates. Melt them into the nappy. Hand them around and get people to sniff them and guess them.
I like it.
That's got Fev up and about,
that's
one.
That's got me up and about. So you've got to guess what chocolate it is. Fee would love that.
No, she hates that sort of toilet humour.
But she loves chocolate.
Okay, but
so if I can put a nappy with chocolate and mix it together, it's like ballpark for her.
That's definitely happening.
That's definitely happening.
I'd never play that here just for fun.
Leon, write that down. Disposable nappy. So we need a company that does that.
We also need a chocolate company to get behind
chocolate Cadbury. Mel from Craigieburn. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. What sort of games or activities can we play?
So you make nappies on someone with a toilet roll paper.
Yes.
You go into a group of three or four, and the one with the best nappy obviously wins the prize.
Wins prizes, because we've got a lot of gift bags too, so there'll be a lot of prizes and a lot of nappy and poo chat. I love it.
There's a theme starting
there's
to build.
There's a big theme, because that's what happens. The babies have their bot, they have their food, and they do poo-poos.
Okay.
That's what they do.
Thanks
and
for
they sleep. That's all they do. Alicia from Canterbury, good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm very well. What's a game or activity that Byron and I can introduce to our biggest baby shower in the world?
Well, at my baby shower, it was called Labour or Adult Film.
Here's a pricked up again.
Yeah, so you get like a piece of paper and you get all these different photos of ladies. They're either in Adult Film or Labour.
I'm not sure about that one.
And you have to try and guess, like, their facial expressions.
Well, it's a family show.
I love this.
Fev would like it.
This has become more exciting than wetting the baby's head.
Phoebe, Bev and Byron.
The Good Bits.
The Good Bits.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, this has got out of control in the best possible way. It started out as Fifi's baby shower. Fev thought, hang on, you haven't thought about a baby shower for your second little one that's on the way. And then she said, well, I'm pretty good. I have support. I have friends. I'm quite lucky. Why don't I share it with really deserving single mums all over Melbourne? And then, Fev, it just went bang and everybody got behind it.
It did, Byron. It's gone absolutely berserk. And yesterday we had a call from Kat and Kylie, who are best friends and single mums, and they lean on each other for support, which is amazing. Kat's a mum of a 7-year-old, and Kylie, who 18 months ago, tragically lost her husband, and she's a mum of three kids under 13. We had them on.
Unbelievable. It's just this story is an example of so many stories that we received, and these mums will be there next Friday at Melbourne Arena for Fifi's Single Mums Baby Shower.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Hi, Kylie.
Hi.
Kyles.
Now, you two, what a wonderful friendship you have. Kat, tell us a little bit about your friendship and maybe some of the struggles that particularly Kylie's been going through.
Okay, so I think that Kylie definitely deserves to go simply because she lost her husband on Christmas Eve in 2017. And that was so with three kids under the age of 12. And no matter what she's gone through, she always is there for anybody at any time of the day. She'll sit there and take my son if I need to have time off or when I'm sick. She offers to help financially. She'll sit there whenever you need it. And if that wasn't bad enough, 7 months after, her youngest son, who was my son's best friend, got hit by a speeding car outside the front of her school. And nearly lost his leg, but thankfully, after weeks and weeks of being in the Royal Children's, they were able to save it. And may need further surgery down the line, but at the moment, he's playing soccer, so fingers crossed it all looks okay. But yeah, I just think that it's time that she was put first instead of her putting everybody else.
No.
Well, that is just that's really heartbreaking. And Kylie, we're so sorry for your loss and what you've gone through. And I'm imagining it's been incredible for you having Kat there for you through all of this, both of you raising your kids on your own.
Yes, well, I'd like to say in regards to Kat, so as you're aware that the accident happened Christmas Eve and Kat dropped everything on Christmas Day to come and help me go to the airport to pick up my mum, who was my major support network apart from my cat and my apart from, you know, she's family and then Kat being my friend.
She left her son with her dad, and, you know, she came over and she took me to the airport to pick my mum up, and then, you know, spent the, you know, virtually half a day with me doing whatever needed to be done for me and the kids for Christmas Day. And that I can never thank her enough for what she's done. And how, you know, she supported me and helped me in the worst moment of my life and the children's life, of course.
Oh, Kylie.
So I, even though she's put me forward, I would like to put Kat forward as well, because she's just as deserving as what I am. She's through a lot by herself with her son, and that's the least I can do in the fact that, you know, we help each other out. And, I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It is. What a beautiful...
Great friendship.
What a beautiful friendship you both have. And, you know, you're doing it, both of you are on your own and you've got each other. And we would love nothing more, girls, than to have both of you at our baby shower so you can get massages, pampered, goodie bags. It's going to be huge at Melbourne Arena and we would love to celebrate you both. You're just so lucky to have each other.
Oh, thank you so much. Wow, that's
thank
amazing.
You.
We can't wait.
Fifi, Feb, Byron.
The Good Bits. The Fox.
We have Fifi's single mum's baby shower on Friday, and Ricky Lee's even helped us with a beautiful jingle here.
Fifi's pregnant, soon to be parent. She's never been this round. All the weird cravings like chocolate and bacon. She's close to
yes, Fifi, single mum's baby shower. That's a magnificent effort. Thank you there, Ricky Lee. Now, look, I mean, we touched on a few of the different corporate sponsors, people getting involved, businesses getting involved, great and small. There's been a lot of offers, guys, from cake makers all over Melbourne. Now, look, unfortunately, we appreciate that generosity, but Melbourne Arena, there are catering arrangements.
Yes.
So we haven't been able to say yes to some wonderful offers of cakes. Now,
that's a shame.
Fev, it is still
cake,
important.
I love cake.
We know you love cake.
It's important, though, Fev, I think, you know, no baby shower is complete without at least an ornamental cake.
Yes.
And so, this is where you come in?
Yeah. Well, I suggested it to producer Ali. And
who's done an amazing job arranging this baby shower. Incredible.
She's just behind the scenes.
Working day and night.
Oh, God. And I don't know how she's found time, but I got her to make a cake, Boxy.
Yeah, on top of everything else she's doing, you got her to make a cake?
Yeah.
He gave me a challenge and I took it on.
Yeah, we thought we'd get sort of you. It's a cake of sort of you.
What,
just pregnant belly. I'll show you the cake. I don't know, we couldn't get your face. We'll
hang on.
That much time.
This is a pretty...
So this is what we've got. I'll unveil the baby. Oh, there's the bum. There's the boobies.
Oh, Ellie, that's beautiful. Did you make that?
Yeah, I made that, yep.
And it's like a gorgeous swimsuit.
Hang on, why are you shaking up cream?
What are you doing with those cream cans?
Cans.
Ellie, you can
hang on.
What's... Okay, so the challenge was to do something with this cake, a bit unexpected. So I'm hoping it works.
So beautiful.
All right.
I'm so impressed by that cake.
So he's got some cream cans into these tubes.
Ready? Oh, my God, what's going to happen?
I've never seen a cake with tubes. Oh, my God, it's spurting everywhere.
Hang on. Did one of those nipples leak?
No, watch.
There's a tube. Yeah. Oh, my God, the cream comes through the nipples.
It's really a lactating cake for you, Fifi.
That's amazing, Ellie.
Here we go again. Here we go. And Feb. You might need an assistant here. Just one more.
Oh, there's just cream all over the cake.
One more go. Yes. Have we got it? Have we got it?
Oh, dear. Oh,
yay!
Everything about that is really gross.
What a mess.
Ah, the boobies had milk come out of them.
Whoa! Okay.
A lactating cake. Right. Guys, I'm overwhelmed. Okay. That is Ali. The tubes,
effort. Now Fev just has the cans. There's nothing even to do with the cake.
Look at the nipples are still oozing cream.
Okay, all right.
They're oozing cream.
This will all go up at Fifi Fev Byron on our Instagram. I know that was all a little bit visual.
He has sprayed a whole can of whipped cream through one of those boobs. Oh, that's amazing.
Make sure you get there.
Ali, you are a genius.
Ali is available. If you'd like a cake made for your baby shower, please contact Ali.
That's too much cream.
Fifi, Feb, and Byron.
The Good Bits.
The Fox. This is Fifi's Single Mum's Baby Shower from Melbourne Arena on 101.9 The Fox. You've got Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast.
It's been an incredible morning. We've had so many single mums from across Melbourne here at Melbourne Arena sharing the morning, being pampered, going away with goodie bags. Nobody goes away with less than a $700 goodie bag. Yeah. Thanks to all the wonderful, generous businesses across Melbourne. It's been phenomenal, and it's been really emotional. And what's wonderful, and I love this about our city, is that we get behind each other. And we've had so many loved ones and family and friends nominating the incredible single mums in their lives over the past few weeks. So let's go back on the journey that led us to this moment. Yesterday, Fev offered to put on a baby shower for me.
Yes.
And he was hot on it yesterday, coming up with some great ideas, working hard on it. And I had a long think about it last night. Lately, I've been thinking. I'm very lucky and I'm very fortunate. And I'm in a situation at the moment where I'm not necessarily doing this on my own. I've got a great team around me. But this isn't just about single mums who are pregnant now. This is about single mums who are just doing it tough generally. And I was thinking, if you don't mind, Fev... I would like to share this. Only for a
minute. No matter what she's gone through, she always is there for anybody.
A friend of mine and I started seeing each other and I fell pregnant. He didn't really want a baby at the time. For a long time, we just thought Olivia was drowning.
Jessie, your mum sounds pretty amazing.
She's brought myself, my sister and my brother up by herself. Sorry. She's done the best job.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
I feel like if anyone deserves a break, it's probably my sister.
I think single mums, often you have to be tough because you've got to be tough for your kids. But, Erin, you know, you should be celebrated and we want to do that. Oh, you mean the world to
me. Well, the morning has finally arrived.
This has blown me away. We are sitting here at Melbourne Arena.
The spoiling has already started. We're looking out there and,
look at
and
all
the mums.
Single mums are turning up. Oh, she's not that long in a...
There we go. Hughesy has just walked into the building.
They're running this storm.
Oh, my God, there's pregnant women. They're fighting over the borders.
Thank you for doing this. The single mums of Melbourne who are all legends. I work away from home so much my wife can really relate to you. So.
Now, I don't want to be alarmist, mums. We have Madison from St Albans here.
Jeez, you look nearly like a Jew.
You? Well, she's due this coming Tuesday. And
Tuesday.
Guys, contractions have started.
Oh, my God. Heard the news that Fifi's growing up. Conrad Sewell, right
there. Time for Alpha Bucks.
Let's get someone from the crowd.
Oh, yeah. I want to change your life. Arania, you could win $10,000.
Oh, God, with the pressure.
I can win this in the car. I want to raise your
spirit. Counting them all up, you got all 10. And you got 10 right.
Joanne from Traralgon. We've got $300 for you to spend at babypresents.com.au. Kim from Narre Warren. You've got a lifetime worth of swimming lessons. Now Zoe's here with her little baby Grayson. Thanks to Norsum Interiors, they want to spend money on decorating a beautiful nursery for Grayson.
Oh, thank you very much.
We've got so many single mums in Melbourne and they don't look for thanks and they don't want a pat on the back. So we just wanted you all to feel loved and celebrated today.
Wow. Thank you, Melbourne. What an incredible journey, Fifi, Fev and Byron. Arania's down here, Fif. She just won that 10 grand an hour ago.
Thank you so much.
That's our absolute pleasure.
I'm so excited. Thank you very much and thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you all for coming. Looking out here, there's tears, there's so much love and support in the room. You're all beautiful women and I'm so honoured to share my baby shower with you. So thank you all for coming.
Now, we've got a lot of thank yous, don't we? I mean, we want to obviously thank all the single mums, the businesses that supported us, and we'd be here until 10 o'clock listing them all. The major supporter, obviously, overriding all of it was Underworks. Thank you. And every other sponsor. The Fox FM staff who spent tireless hours working on this. Every single one of you, from engineers
to
promotions. They're not called minions, Fev. They are very, very old. Leon's a minion. But other than that, thank you to all of those behind the scenes. We know how hard you've worked and we appreciate that as well, guys. We really do.
And thank you to everyone for turning up to Fifi's baby shower. But the star of the show, as always, is our little friend Fiona. You are a single mum. You've done it for 6 years already and you've brought up a beautiful girl and another little beautiful baby's about to come in the world. So I know that you say you're lucky, that you've got a lot of friends and you've got a great family, but we're also your family and we're here for you too. So congratulations and good luck when the little one comes. We're going to miss you.
And we love you.
Thank you so much for sharing your baby shower with all the single mums of Melbourne. It's something really special and we love you, mate.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Oh, some flowers for you. Thank you, Casey. So there you are, Fife.
And you can give them to little Quinny when it comes out.
If that's a girl and won't he wants me to call it Quinny.
Won't be the name.
But I just want to take a moment to thank my amazing friends on this team, because Fev and Byron and all the team, and I don't want to list names, but I'll forget names, so it's going to be awkward. But I'm incredibly supported here. Leon, Ali, Casey, Mike, Will, Charlotte's not here. Amanda, our boss, have just been so supportive. And whether you're like myself, you're choosing to have a child on your own, or whether you find yourself in a situation on your own having a child, it's very important to have people around you, because it takes a village to raise a child. And I just think I'm the luckiest in the world because I've got the best friends in the world here. Thank you so much, boys.
Oh, Fifi, you got us swelling up. All right. So please, I know you said it wasn't about you, but let's hear it for Fifi, guys.
Yeah! Woo!
Nando's, the home of peri peri chicken.